What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was an apartment above his family's drugstore, and his dad let him move in. He didn't realize at the time there was already something living there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yeah, it is. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today on her way to Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going up there and then I'm coming back. And then, okay, see if you can guess what I'm thinking about.
The Doobie Brothers in Tulsa.
You weren't supposed to say that.
I thought you just said, see if I can guess.
I was going to give you a hint and it was going to go like this. Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. Yeah, we're gonna go see the Doobie Brothers in Tulsa. See, this is how in tune we are with each other. You didn't even have to give me the clue.
Oh, man.
I knew exactly.
I was gonna give you a clue.
Yeah, it's fun because we're recording this on a Friday morning, and then she's going to Kansas City. I'm dog sitting, and then Tuesday. We're going to just drive to Tulsa, go see the Doobie Brothers. It's like a 2.5 hour drive from where I live. And it's a really nice drive. And Tulsa is a really nice city.
Tulsa is a great town.
I really like Tulsa.
I do too.
I almost moved there. I got a job there at one point in radio, but the radio station I was at wouldn't let me out of my contract. But looking back on it, I'm glad things worked out the way they did.
They work out for a reason. But I do like Tulsa a lot, and I really do like the Doobie Brothers a lot. It is our summer of classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
because years ago, our dad was a truck driver after he quit as a mortician.
After he quit as an Air Force tail gunner.
Yeah, he got injured there, hurt his back. And that's actually, I think he would have been a undertaker, funeral director, or whatever, a mortician, for years had he not been injured in the Air Force. And I remember him saying, he goes, it's lifting all that dead weight, literally. But I think he'd have done that for the rest of his life, but he couldn't do it anymore.
I can remember my dad, like I got off the train and my dad came and picked me up and he goes, I hope you don't mind, but we got to drop by the morgue. And I'm like, oh, no, okay. So we go to the Cook County Morgue in Chicago, pick up a dead body, riding around Chicago with a dead body in the back of this hearse thing.
Because he and I...
This is the way it was, you know?
I don't know why I was with him by myself, because it didn't happen very often with five kids.
I was that one time, too.
But he and I drove a body from Chicago to Omaha, Nebraska.
You know, I think I went on a trek with him where we went quite a ways with a body once, too. It's just a thing that we did.
I was talking, I had an episode of the Grave Talks with this guy, and then we ended up talking after the show. He had a couple questions about some things. And I don't even know, he got asked me all these questions and about, because his dad was military. I'm like, oh, my dad was military. And then we were talking about him being a mortician. And he said, was that pretty terrifying to you as a kid? And I said, you know, we lived in Nebraska. He lived in Chicago. We didn't live in Chicago. But I remember the first time we went to visit him, and he took us to the funeral home where he worked. And they had, so he prepared us, you know, here's what it is. And he did it in this loving way that I never really thought about until I had this discussion with him, Eddie Spector, the other day, that dad explained, tried to take us kids step by step about what he did and not make it scary. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay, so when you embalm someone, then we go into the embalming room and there's this dead guy on the table. Mm-hmm. And he explained it, because I remember, like, he was covered up, but he was naked, but, you know, mm-hmm. his privates were covered. And I remember dad knocked on his head. And it was kind of like a weird sound. And he goes, well, he had an autopsy. And so then he was explaining how they would remove the organs. And that's why his stomach is so sunk in. And I remember kind of being terrified, but it never was traumatizing at all.
Wasn't until dad would drink too much. Mm-hmm. And then he would start telling me stories about bodies that were really disturbing.
Yeah. He saw some shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're 12 years old and you're hearing these pretty... That's my serial killer problem. Now I can find where that is. Oh, yeah. You know, and then I think, where could I have picked up this thing that stays with me, this middle-aged man? You know, and then I think... Well, I did drive that 500 miles with that middle-aged man's body in the back of the car. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Oh, but the reason we were talking about our dad was after that, he went on to be a truck driver and drove for the Doobie Brothers. And so
we did.
And so for us, it's kind of like
this full circle, which was beautiful.
And one time when I was 19, I went out on the road with him and the Doobie Brothers for 1 week. And we ended up went to Wisconsin and into Michigan. And then I flew home after that. And it was this really cool week. I had an all-access pass. I got to go wherever I wanted.
I know. Michael McDonald's just sitting there on the sofa with his wife.
It was like awesome. And so it'll be cool to go to the show and kind of relive
but
some of that.
There's another thing that kind of went full circle. And that was a few years ago. You were at the CMAs. Country Music Awards. And Carol, we used to go interview people for them. And I would tag along with her and do social media stuff, take pictures, upload stuff, do things.
It was a lot.
And the Doobie Brothers were there. And they came and we got to talk to the Doobie Brothers. And we talked about our dad. And they said, okay, so he drove a truck. And we started explaining. And they remembered. Yeah. And they were like, oh my God, that was your dad. And we're like, yes. And like it was just like this full circle that we actually got to go talk to the Doobie Brothers about our dad.
Because I got through the interview part and then it was like, okay, give me just a minute. And then we got to do that.
Yeah, so it was the best.
It was pretty cool. So on to ghost stories, which that was not.
This it was sort of macabre though about the dead bodies and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if you wonder why we're as weird as we are, well, there's part of it.
There's part of it.
So here's the story. It says, Mike here from the Wilkes Bar, Scranton area. It's bar, right? Wilkes Bar. I wrote in before with a story of my aunt coming to visit my daughter. I have another story about when I lived in the apartment above my family's drugstore. It's one of those little mom and pop kind of places. We've been in the building for over 100 years. And remember that only family has lived there through those years. Wow. So it's kind of been passed down. That's cool. After breaking up with a longtime girlfriend, my father allowed me to move in while going to school. Now, after living there for about a month, nothing odd happened. It was completely normal until one night. I was sitting in the living room playing video games when I heard someone walking around in the kitchen. Since this apartment had been broken into prior to me moving in, I grabbed my gun and inspected the kitchen to find nothing there. Thinking I must just be tired, I called it a night and I went to bed. A few nights later, I was sitting in my living room and working on some schoolwork when I heard the same sounds of someone walking around in the kitchen. I got up to inspect yet again to find nothing. At this point, I started to believe something might be going on, but knowing the history of the building, I wasn't scared. This event continued on and off the whole time I lived there, which was about a year. As time went on, when I would have people over or wasn't in the mood, I would kindly ask for it to stop and it would immediately stop, to which I would follow with a thank you. I like that. That's
interesting.
But this wasn't the only event that would occur. One night I had a friend over, I'll call him B, as I normally would, and we were winding down from a night of drinking. We threw a movie on, I was in an armchair and he was in another on the other side of the room. I was just about to fall into a slumber when I was jarred awake by my buddy sitting up in his chair, wide-eyed, asking me what I had just said. I looked at him and said, this will sound stupid me reading this, but because I'm not hip at all. Bro, I didn't say anything. I literally was just about to pass out.
You're right. That did sound
dumb. Did that sound dumb?
Yeah, it really did.
Bro, I didn't say anything. I wish if it was
now
a teenage girl.
Now you sound like a valley girl.
I know.
Like,
if I was a bro, teenage girl, I could do it.
Bro,
but I can't do the guy.
I didn't say it then.
Bro. Now I sound like the...
Dan Brady.
Well, or no. I was thinking of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
The California.
Yeah, the Californians.
Bro, I didn't say anything. I literally was about to pass out. It was a little evil, weird. He looked at me and he said, yeah, okay. You didn't just say, hey. And I told him again, I didn't say a word. He sat back, flipped the lamp on next to him, settled down and passed out. In the morning, he told me the voice he heard was whispered into his ear from right behind him. Another event consisted of a different friend, M, who was sleeping in the living room after a night of drinking and having his pant leg distinctly pulled on. During the time I stayed there, an ex of mine was having some problems, so I allowed her to stay with me until she figured something out more long term. After her current boyfriend helped move what she needed, she later told me he had felt someone or something trying to pull him down the steps. He never stepped foot into my apartment again. Considering I didn't really like him, that was fine by me. Another occurrence happened when both B and M were over. We were watching TV when M said, did you guys see that? Then B replied, don't look at it. My TV was set on the corner and my ceilings were about 10 feet high. I was closer to the TV than they were, so I didn't know what they were talking about. So I asked B and he replied again, don't ignore it. Let me see this.
Like, don't ignore it.
Okay. Punctuation. Because it says, don't ignore it. But it's probably, don't ignore it. M said, the corner. B started getting pissed again. He said, stop talking about it. Freaked out by both of them, I followed what B said. We went out to the car for a cigarette. I asked what the fuck that was all about. They looked at each other and M said, oh great, I got to do it again. Dude, you didn't see that shadow in the corner of the ceiling above the TV? It's not very good.
Bill and Ted, no.
B told me the more we talked about it and paid attention to it, the more it would grow, and the more I ignored it, it would shrink and fade. They both only saw it out of their peripheral vision, but both somehow knew not to look at it. Like I said, from where I was sitting, I couldn't see it, but they were far enough away to catch a glimpse of whatever it was. Shortly after that, I moved out, not from fear or any of the events, but from just life. A funny side note, thought to validate my experiences while living there, there was a smaller apartment across the hall where my single uncle lived. I would often tell him about what I was experiencing and ask if he had the same things happening on his side of the building, which, being ex-military and a prison guard, he would often bust my balls and tell me there's nothing up there. Well, after moving out, he moved over to my side, and about a year later, my father told me to ask my uncle about our little ghost. So I talked to him, and he told me about the same things I would often experience when I lived there, to which I smiled and told him there was nothing there. I love that.
Good for you.
I have many more stories to share. Plan on collecting more from my wife, family, and friends. Love what you're doing. Hope to hear this on the air. That's from Michael. I love that. He's like, no, there's nothing there. Oh. Just in your head. Yeah.
Yep.
It kind of reminded me of the apartment you lived in.
A lot.
An older building like that where the upstairs had an apartment. But I love that that had been in their family for 100 years.
Yeah. Well, and it had a lot of the similar kind of someone walking around that you might hear, you know, something going on. I thought it was interesting that you could just tell them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you asked, if you'd say, hey, would you stop that? I'm trying to, you know, do something. And it seemed to work.
You know what? I wonder, too, because it seems like the other things that happened, like the friend heard the whisper in his ear.
Somebody pulled on a pant leg.
Someone tried to push him down the stairs or pull him down the stairs. Mm-hmm. And then B and M, they both had experiences. But it was more things that seemed like that were happening to other people as opposed to Michael.
Yeah, like, as far as Michael had
experiences, but it was like he was able to say, hey, back off, and it listened to him.
Yeah, but it's weird that they seemed to see this manifestation in the corner.
And he couldn't see
it. And he was oblivious.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes what was going on was so overwhelming that Michael would sense it.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just not quite as sensitive as the other two were.
Or he was able to control it more. There was a respect thing between the two of them.
Yeah.
And because he said thank you. He was polite to it and acknowledged it and like, hey, we're cohabitating.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Bro.
Because after my apartment in an old building, after I moved out, I think there were other people that lived there in that apartment. And I think all of them kind of said there were things that happened. But my nephew lived there for a while, and he said that he saw a woman, which kind of lines up with some of my experiences that I do. Looking back at it, I think, yeah, that kind of felt mothery, kind of like a woman caring, you know.
Yeah, he said he saw a woman in the kitchen walk, because there was a doorway into the kitchen, so it wasn't like an open concept. But he's in the living room, and he saw her just walk past that doorway. But she would have walked directly into cabinets. And he said she had like a low bun.
Uh-huh.
So kind of.
Yeah, he could really describe her. And I think he saw her more than one time.
Yes, he did. But I will spend the money to stay in a hotel before I stay in that apartment. I will even say I have spent money on a hotel rather than stay in that apartment. Because after the last time I was there and that crashing shit kept happening at the exact same time, 3 nights in a row. I'm like, never again.
It could be pretty scary. I mean, but I did sense a woman. I did sense kind of a mothering feeling. And it got to the point, it was a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to the point, I thought, I really need to leave this place.
Yeah.
It's starting to, like, obsess me somewhat.
And that's one place that you lived that truly was haunted, is to this day. It still is. And our sister has experiences in the restaurant, and so the whole building.
Now, I have to go back up there. I have things in this big back room up there that I have to go sort through. So I will let you guys know how that goes, because I got a feeling I'm going to have to spend time up in this big, creepy back room all by myself.
And last time we were there, that's a picture we posted on the group page on Facebook. But we got this really huge blue, really blue orb.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
So I'll let you know. We'll keep you posted on how that goes.
Yeah, and I might or might not go with you. We'll just find out.
You know, so, you won't.
No, I mean, I want to go, but I don't know that I can. So here's the next story. It says, my name is Leah. I'm just not going to stay there. I'm extremely interested in the paranormal and always have been. I feel that I have great intuition and may have empath abilities. I also think that I am sensitive as far as knowing when something is off with a person or place, and I may be experiencing negative, in parentheses, paranormal activity, especially.
Okay, can I stop you right mm-hmm. there for one thing? I want to say to Leah, when you told us that, it made it sound like you're thinking, maybe. I'm telling you, you do.
Right. If you know when something's off and you can read people's energies.
You bet. I think you're totally sensitive, empathic. I think mm-hmm. you're the whole thing.
Because, man, I can read people really well. And it's always weird when I read.
But I'm just saying, if you're thinking, no, you know you are. Yeah.
It says, I would see proof of the supernatural if I was open to that. But I was raised to believe that there is both good and evil in our world and in the spiritual realm, that we should seek the good and never invite / tinker with the dark that we don't understand and can't control. I firmly believe that and do not want to see any spirits or invite something dark into my life. Better safe than sorry, right?
Well, I agree. I don't know that I ever invite something.
No.
To... you know, do this
no,
to me.
No, and I 100% believe with everything she just said. I don't want to...
Though, do you think I did when I bought an old funeral home and moved into the upstairs? That
you,
it was
I
a possibility,
crazy.
Right?
I told you were crazy at the time.
But
like, do we not do it.
Do we actually say that, you know...
I don't think you invited anything in. I think you saw the possibilities of a building and you're like, we'll be fine. I, on the other hand, was like, do not. And then when you said you were doing it, I was like, you are.
But I think she's right. I mean, I don't think most, well, I shouldn't say that. There are people that want to delve into more dark arts. Mm-hmm. But, I would say a lot of people don't. It kind of presents itself to us.
You know what's interesting is I have interviewed a couple people for the Grave Talks. One was an actual exorcist. And the other... is not an exorcist, but he basically does that work. But okay. He's not called an exorcist. But he will go in and help people with that dark stuff mm-hmm. when it's in their house. Both of them, very religious people.
Mm-hmm.
Very religious people. But they also realize that there's dark in this world and someone has to go in and get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm glad there's people like you who can do it.
Not me.
So it says, anyway, that's just some background about me. My story didn't happen directly to me, but I saw it with my own two eyes. What I believe is proof of a friend's experience, which confirmed my belief in the paranormal, so I will share that. My family's from a small town in the foothills of North Carolina. My oldest sister had lived in a small apartment in the upstairs of an old house for about 3 years. It was a great little apartment, and the house was in the historic district in our little downtown. I spent a lot of time there with my sister, and we both had the feeling sometimes that we might not be alone in that apartment, but we never heard or saw anything to give us proof. It was just a feeling. When my sister moved out, a friend and a roommate took her spot. I'm telling you, listen to feelings. Whether it's with the paranormal or life in general, you get that feeling, you go with it. Some time went by, and our friend Melissa complained that a lot of her things had gone missing. She suspected the roommate, since their arrangement was mostly to ease the cost of rent, and they didn't know each other all that well. So while her roommate was at work one day, she went into the girl's room and looked around to see if any of her missing stuff was there. Sure enough, she found a book bag with most of her missing things in the closet. Melissa called and asked my sister what she should do. My sister suggested she leave it there, take a photo so Melissa could confront the girl and have evidence if the roommate denied the accusation.
Okay.
Okay. But then it was like, well, you put that book bag there and took a picture. Well,
I mean,
of
it
obviously.
Seems like there's a workaround here. Yeah, but go ahead.
Because if she's bad enough to steal shit from you, she can make up stuff on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
So she took the picture and immediately called my sister back and said, I have to come over and show you this. You're not going to believe it. The photo was taken with a Polaroid. And when she came over to our parents' house, she immediately presented the Polaroid and said, tell me what you see. My sister took the photo and I leaned over her shoulder to get a look. There in front of the book bag with her things in it was a face. It was clearly male and clearly African American. The collar on the man's shirt reminded me of a past style, nothing anyone wore in the 90s when this happened. My sister and I just stared at it. "What is that?" my sister asked. "I don't know. I just took the picture and that's what came out. I didn't do anything." Melissa looked at us like we could provide answers. The face was right up in the camera, right in front of the bag, but it was transparent. You could see through it, but there was no mistaking it was there. I can still remember thinking, "No way," over and over. We just kept looking at it in disbelief. We couldn't explain it. She didn't know what to think either. Melissa moved out of the apartment shortly after that. If she experienced anything else, she never said so. But I think it freaked her out enough that she wasn't comfortable there anymore. I still think about this quite a bit. That happened when I was a teenager. I've been through college and I graduated with a BFA in photography. I'm now a professional product photographer for a lighting company. Most of my training was in film, as I took the art route in college instead of commercial photography. I say this because I've wondered so often if it could have been a trick of the camera or film. From a technical standpoint, making a double exposure on Polaroid film is possible. Some of the new Instax cameras even have modes for it, I believe. However, with a standard Polaroid camera, the only way to achieve that back then is slightly involved and takes several steps. I don't think that many people know how to achieve it without really looking into the process, and our friend had no real knowledge of cameras or photography, so I don't think that would have occurred to her to do this. Plus, she isn't the kind of person to pull pranks or make things like that up, nor did she have any reason to with us. She was clearly confused and shaken by the whole thing when she showed us the photo. These are why I think this was a real experience and photographic evidence of a spirit. I don't know any of the history of the house, but due to its size, style, and age of it, I know that it must have originally belonged to an affluent family. Judging from the older-looking style of the shirt collar, that was really all you could see of this man's clothing, slash the picture was just of his face mainly, my guess is that this man may have been a servant or maybe even a slave in the house. I know that some families that lived around that part of town when the house was built would have had servants and slaves before the 13th Amendment was passed. Maybe not the best or creepiest story out there, but I'm still fascinated by the whole thing when I think of that photo. I wish I had it to share, but of course I don't. I'm sure Melissa got rid of it as much as it seemed to freak her out. Very odd, and the one thing I have seen that seems to be clear-cut proof to me of the paranormal. Well, visual proof, that is, I have seen with my own two eyes anyway. Thanks for reading my little experience slash story. Keep up the good work, Leah.
Okay, Leah answered my questions. Because as you were telling this, I'm thinking, is there a way to do a double exposure on a Polaroid? And in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know how, because it would almost have to be on the film first.
Yeah.
And then take the picture, because it's not like it's in the both. Once you take the picture, it's out of the camera.
Yeah. Because if it's the kind of Polaroid that we used to have, you had like a little cartridge that you would put into the Polaroid camera that if you open the cartridge, you expose every one of them, and they were damned expensive.
Well, but once you spit out one, it no longer can contaminate the rest.
Right.
And so it's not like like a 35 millimeter that you wind, right? And maybe you didn't quite get it all wound, and so there's a little bit left over from something else maybe somehow could have done that. That's why in my head, I'm going through all the possibilities of creating a double exposure on a Polaroid. And I can't think how you would do that unless it's somehow already on the film somehow, right? I don't get that. And so, but Leah comes on and answers all that for me, saying, then there might be a way, but it's like this 4 or 5 step process. Yeah. And like, you got to do something to it once it's out. Probably,
and you and right? I would have no way of being able to do that.
Well, and her friend wouldn't. And, yeah. and it sounds to me like it has to come out. Then you have to do stuff to it, right? Yeah. You'd have to lay something else on it and do whatever, and maybe somehow expose it, right? That's weird. And so I think she kind of answered it for me.
I don't know, but I'm going to say.
She caught an image. She caught an apparition.
And it makes me wonder, was the roommate innocent of stealing her shit?
That was the part that was never answered in the story is, what the hell would the ex-roommate taking your shit?
But was it somebody, was it like the spirit, like moving her stuff and putting it in this book bag? I don't know. Was it the roommate? Was it this person?
I think the roommate was doing that stuff. I think she just caught an apparition.
Yeah, and maybe that guy was kind of protecting her stuff.
I think she caught an apparition. Oh, that's what I think.
I do too. Totally. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And you can become a premium subscriber. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net. And let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.